No, I've been through this crap with them a few times. In fact, I was so angry with them at them jacking the price of internet that I was going to leave at that time 2 years ago. And ironically, I ended up staying with them for just internet because of the phone promotion. I had a certain amount off on a internet promotion, and then a certain amount of phone promotion. And I don't know, it's so convoluted and confusing. I think that's the way they want it. And then, you know, it's one thing if it goes up, you know, 20, 30 bucks or, you know, something like that. Mine's like tripled. And as well, you know, you had not only this internet promotion, but you also had this, phone promotion and, you know, and just, you know, blah, 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 talk. You know, it's just like, you know, I don't want to hear it. I just want to know, how do I get back, you know, to some semblance of reality? Because here's the reality. 123net will come put in gigabit symmetrical in my home for $65 a month. I don't want any mumbo jumbo or any rumbling or anything like that, because you either find a way to get me in that ballpark or goodbye. It's just not really worth the effort. And then as far as the phone goes, the only reason I was with them is because, you know, being tied to the internet with them, you know, got me a great discount, but apparently it doesn't continue. So bye-bye to the phones. I don't particularly want their phones either. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to shop around. That's the weekend's project, is shop around a little bit on all this. And I got some family obligations, but when I'm not doing that, it's going to be probably digging into this and trying to decide what direction we're going. I very well might go T-Mobile for my internet, at least for a bit, see if it works for me, see if I'm even, if it's even something I can reasonably get by with.
Yeah. And Verizon does okay, too, if you can get on their ultra-wide, depending on how close you are to that. I think that that does okay, but if you're just on the regular 5G, I understand, at least from what I read, that's not the hot ticket unless you can get close to one of their ultra-wide band setups. But, yeah, but where I'm at here, you know, Dead Zone USA, I'm stuck with Comcast, but like I said, I've done okay with them. I got HD, their box, the recording, the internet that, I don't know, is close to a gig, maybe 800 or something like that, and which is plenty fast for me. And I think the whole thing taxed all out the door. It was like 180. So that's kind of where I am with them. But I kind of figured you knew that, but I just wanted to make sure you weren't trying to fight on the phone, because I gave that up years ago.